I'm done. At this point, I'm going to introduce Miss Eleanor. She was, and speaking of community, she's one of the first people I met in NEPT, and we've been connected ever since then.
Yes,
and she's going to tell you her story and introduce Dr. Rita Marie. So with that, Eleanor.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you. Hi, everybody. As she said, I'm Eleanor from Miami, Florida, and I do health and wellness consulting for corporations. And I first found out about Dr. Marie through the internet. I signed up for one of her free webinars. And back in those days, I was still in the corporate world. I was still 100% employee of a corporation doing something totally different. And I was on a business trip, and I remember going back to my hotel room and opening up my laptop. And I liked to listen to free health webinars, always hoping to learn something, but you know, there wasn't much substance usually. And I remember listening to Dr. Rita Marie and going like, wow, this is really interesting. And then I was like, wow, this woman is really smart. And I started taking notes. I don't know if all you do this, tons of notes every time she talks. And by the end of that hour and a half, I remember thinking to myself, I cannot believe that this woman put together this incredible class with all this information for free on the internet. And I was hooked. And before you knew it, I signed up for her practitioner insulin resistance program. And I enjoyed that totally. And I ended up bringing several people through the program myself. And then I went to Shine, like you all, and sat in the audience. And like many of you today, I ended up signing up for NEPT, which is where I am today. So to this day, I am amazed at how much knowledge she has in her head and how willing she is to share it with all of us. And also how much energy and enthusiasm she has all the time. I don't know how she does that part. So please join me in welcoming back to the stage one of my favorite teachers and mentors, Dr. Rita Marie. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Feel
that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body. Hey, let's everybody get in our seats and get settled. Are we all ready for another day? Yes? What if we had three more days? Would you still be ready? Yes? What if we had two whole years? Would you be ready? How much do you think we could have if we met together like this every weekday for a couple of years?
I'd be smart.
Be smart? You already are. You already are. Smarter, yeah. I love the getting together part. I really love I love having you here. I love being in a community of people who share my mission. What's our mission? What are we going to do together?
Change
the paradigm. Change the paradigm, right? People can change. You can't really change habits without changing the paradigm, right? And that's the reason a lot of folks don't stick to stick to their healthy changes, because they're trying to force new habits on an old paradigm. And that's what I see happening in the world, right? People are learning on CNN and on the sports shows and whatever other shows they watch about probiotics and nutrition and all this stuff. They're getting public information and people are getting excited about it. But they try to do it, but they haven't changed their paradigm. They can't make those changes last, right? And so that's where we come in. That's where we help them to shift their paradigm about their own health and then move into changing their lives, getting the results they want, getting well rather than just feeling a little bit better. Sure, somebody can go and take a probiotic and feel a little better for a while, right? Most people, some people feel awful after they do it, and we need to know, get in deep, and we know how to do that. But we have to change the paradigm, and we're all part of that. Changing the paradigm. And so I would love to hear a few ahas that you've got from the conference so far. Like, what is it that you're walking away with that's shifted for you? And what is it that you're stepping into in the future? So who wants to share? Raise your hand and we'll have some mics come over. Who wants to share something? Yes, come back up here, second row. Yeah.
So I've been looking at genetics for about a year with a bunch of different programs, and I just couldn't put it together. I couldn't I just saw everything very fragmented, and I looked at a little snip here, a little snip there. I was mostly looking at my own snip.
A snip here, a snip there, a snip everywhere.
And they were my own snips, and, you know, I'm the red lady, so...
The red light.
Yeah. So it was very, very, very confusing. And I even did Excel spreadsheets. They don't look like yours. and what I, each day as you cover another piece, it just fills another piece into the puzzle for my particular SNP. Yeah. So it's all, health issues are all making much more sense. So I've come a long way, but I still have a way to go. Like, you know, like just vitamin D3 receptor. You know, no wonder, right? You know, and all the detox SNPs that are red, and the MTFHR, and the APOE3/4. And I think what I'm saying a lot, but what I really mean to say is the whole picture needs to be taken into consideration for each person. And I believe that you've allowed me to have a way to look at the full piece without being so confused.
Great. Thank you for sharing that. I've been to all those courses too, and I've come back confused, you know, in the sense of, now how do I use this, right? This is theoretical, this is this, but how do I put it together? Which is why we did what we did with putting it together in a logical fashion. So thank you for sharing that. My pleasure. And today we're going to go into more of like that step by step, like what are we going to do with this? I think you're snipped out, and I have a few more snip charts, but we're not going to do the detailed dive into it. I think you get it now, and now you have the charts, now you know where to look. We're going to go through a sequence of how you do that so you can take it away and actually start doing it. Will you be an expert? No. In NEPT, we have a nutrigenomics program piece, and that also have access to the nutrigenomics piece that I did for my public clients. And there's about 30 hours of cases in there. And yeah, you can do one a week, right? Just take one a week and listen to these cases, and you'll see how my thought process is going through it and how I've been able to connect it to their history, to their labs, et cetera. And more you're going to learn it. So I would have everybody that's in NEPT, those of you who've newly joined, that you make a commitment to just listen to one of those a week if you really want to learn this stuff, right? We have that in many modules. I mean, nutrigenomics is one of the 36 areas that we look at, and we look at the testing in a lot of detail as well, so that you know how to read the Dutch test, how to read the oat test, and when do you order these tests? And for some of you, that's like Dutch and oat. That sounds like food, like Dutch chocolate, oatmeal. You know, those are names of tests. They're abbreviations. So anybody else want to share before I move on? Yeah, go ahead. Up here, same place. Right back in the same place. And again, share your name so we all make sure that we remember everybody's names. But
hi, I'm Ann Merkel. And like Terry, I've been involved in looking at SNPs for about a year. But I was introduced first through my naturopath, and I asked him specifically to check on a couple of different genes. And he did, and then he suggested a bunch of supplements, but didn't say anything about diet or other things.
Right.
He knew I was healthy, and he knew I was a naturopath, and yada yada. So then I went through a methylation system with somebody else. I said, instead of taking supplements, I want to go to the root cause and change my methylation. I know I've got blocks. So I went through that, and all they did was work with certain SNPs that came up, and they didn't really do my genetics. It was a kinesiological analysis of the SNPs that were, you know, dirty genes at that point. And so I felt better for a while, but again, no talk about how to apply, how to change lifestyle, why I was doing anything. I got a chart, couldn't read it, yada, yada. So this is putting it all together, and you do follow through, and that is the wonderful part that we'll be able to share with our clients now going forward, and they'll understand, you know, really what their framework says and how to maintain on their own to make it work.
Thank you
so
for
thank
sharing
you.
That. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. And that's my goal, right? I always tell people my goal as a practitioner is to put myself out of business. And think about that, right? to create a world where people know how to take care of themselves, and the only reason they need care is when there is an emergency, when there's a trauma, when there's a structural, you know, malformation that needs to be addressed. That we, everybody, every person, empowered self-care, right? And is that ever going to happen fully? No. But we need to empower them to know. And the only way to empower them to know is to, number one, do the work on ourselves, right? People say to me all the time, oh my God, I don't know how she does it with her energy. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. You know it's not my genes, because you've seen my genes. I'm naked here in front of you with gene-wise. It's not my genes. But the lifestyle protocols, and we'll go more into detail today, I live it, right? I live it. And when I don't have as much energy. But even though temporarily, over the last week, I've had to survive on 3 hours a night's sleep, I still can have that energy because I've got the reserve, because I have been taking care of myself. I can't keep doing this. Last night I did get longer. Thank you. Daylight savings time ending. Thank you. Gave me an extra hour. And there's more. So the pieces, like I talked about yesterday, in terms of you being the best practitioner you can be, it starts with the self-care pieces. In any PT, we provide that. You get access to every program that I've done for the public, including all the work for the what we call the Body Freedoms Foundation. So it's just stuff that you can put yourself through. You can come to all of our calls where I do for the office hours calls for the public. You can just come to those and ask questions about your own health. And that's the rule when people get on there, because they started to come on and say, well, I have a patient too. And I'm like, I don't like to interrupt people when they're in the middle of a sentence. So after that, I start my calls with, and this is the call for you. Put your patients aside. You're not allowed to ask questions about your patients here. This is the call for you to ask questions about you. And so many people do that. I've looked at your Luisa's labs several times, right? This is the call for you. And then you need the technical skills. It's not just enough to know how to read the SNPs, but how do you know about how to balance those body systems, right? It's not just about supplements. It's not just about take probiotics and enzymes and your digestion will magically heal, right? And when you understand the dynamics of how that works, you're empowered. When those tough cases come in the door that have been to five doctors before, who's ever had one of those cases come in? I've been to a naturopath and an osteopath and a this and a that, and I don't know what to do, and I really want help, and I heard that you know what to do. First of all, you want to get to the point where people come to you because you've got a reputation for knowing. So if you haven't had those clients, it's because you're not out there big enough and making that big enough impact that people are going, oh, you got to go to her. She can do anything that, you know, those other people can't. First time that happened to me, and I'm sitting there, and like, you've been to a functional medicine doctor, an acupuncturist, a naturopath, and four specialists. And I was like shaking visibly. I mean, I don't think I was visibly shaking, but inside I was like, and she wants me to help her? How, with, you know, they all know the stuff I know. How could that be? But they didn't, because they didn't have that systematic approach to leaving no stone unturned. And when I looked at what they were eating and what they were taking and how they had an adrenal test 3 years ago and were given supplements for it and nobody went back and retested it, and they were still on those same supplements or they dropped them, I was devastated, and that's why I said I have to get this out there, and I have to teach practitioners how to handle these tough cases and how to leave no stone unturned. And then when I learned the genetics piece, it was like, oh, this was the piece that was missing for some other, oh, wait, I put this person on this diet, and they don't handle carbohydrates real well because of these SNPs, or they don't handle fats real well, or they may have a histamine problem because they have these SNPs. Then that added the icing on the cake. But the SNPs is just one part of it, right? The genetics is one part of it. The lifestyle is what's so important. And when we identify the SNPs, it helps us to know what direction to take them in. But it helps them to be motivated and inspired to actually make the changes, right? We were talking about this earlier. It's the paradigm, but it's more than that. It's being motivated by the outcome that you desire. Right? If you decide that you're going to train for a marathon and you're going to run 26 miles and you wake up in the morning, you go, yeah, I'm just tired today. I don't feel like running. how good is your training going to go? But somebody who's dedicated is getting up at 4 in the morning and going, I have that goal out there. I'm going to run that 26 miles in 2 months. I can't afford to take a day off. It's the same thing with food. It's the same thing with mindset, with taking your meditation breaks and your heart math breaks and not going, no, I'm too tired to meditate. I'm going to sleep in. Or I don't have the energy to make a good meal. I'm just going to grab whatever's fast. And even to the point of going to a conference, an event, and saying, well, that food is not in my best interest, and not eating. Most people think, what, not eating? Your body can survive days, weeks without eating. And in fact, it could be actually pretty darn good for it to do that sometimes. So if I go to an event and there's no food there for me to eat, it's like I fast or I pick at the salad, right? It's commitment to the outcome. And as a practitioner, if you get signed up for a program and you go, oh my God, I got to go to that call on Friday and I'm not ready or whatever, you go. You go. You make a commitment. And that's what you want to have, the confidence and the competence. And the confidence comes from having that competence. The competence is that not only do you have the information, but you have the community. Like Toni, when she took on that person who was going to lose her thyroid, if Toni, 6 weeks into the program, had said, well, I'm not ready yet, and that woman went and had her thyroid out, it would have changed her life forever. So even if you don't have the skills now to be in the community that has your back, to be in the community where you can get whatever question you come with, you're going to get an answer to, or you're going to get a, we're going to research that together, and we're going to figure that out, because we have your back. That's what we've created here, and that's what I would encourage anybody who's feeling like you are ready to live your mission. You want to make this difference in the world. I'd encourage you to go to the back of the room as soon as we have our break and get signed up, because I've looked since I've started this program. When I started this program, there were very few practitioner trainings available other than quit your job, go back to naturopathic school, chiropractic school, nutrition masters, whatever. And now they're popping up all over the place. And we evaluate when they pop up, right? And we really feel very confident that we provide not just the most comprehensive curriculum, but the most connected and caring community. Because some of the others, it's like you come to the calls, no, you're not allowed to ask questions about yourself. You got to go sign up for this other program to ask your questions about yourself. Or sometimes when somebody comes to a call and there's some stuff going on, like the support that Michelle got from the community when she was having her daughter issues, it's like everybody said, I said, look, can we give Michelle a little bit more time here? They said, she can have the whole call. Let's just support her here, right? That's the kind of community this is. That's the kind of community this is. And we care, we're connected to those clients. And the thing that we offer that no other program offers is that when you're ready, when we feel you're ready, not when you feel you're ready, we will invite you to be like an internship in our coaching. We have a year-long coaching program, and you would take on a group. And then we also, once you finish that and we see that you're good, we hire you. Many of you in this room are on our payroll, right? Because you showed it, we saw your talent, and we want to support you. And it's not like you have to give up your practice to do that. Drina has a full-blown practice. Tony's been coached there, and now she's too busy for us. But her practice is too busy, so she doesn't have time for us. But the people, they all had their thing, but they also keep connected, and it's an additional source of income, an additional source of experience, because you get to have my mentorship, and I've been doing it for 25, 30 years. And not to toot my own horn, but I have a knack for solving problems, whether it's how to position your business or how to get to the root cause of your client's issue. I'm a problem solver. I've been that way since I was a little kid. I would always do the math puzzles. I have a master's degree in computer science. I used to work for IBM, and they'd come to me when the operating system broke down, back in the day when we had machines that were as big as this room that had the power of our laptop or less. And I want to be there for you. Why? Because I want this to change. The stories, like just some of the stories I've heard from some of you here of people who are falling through the cracks, who are getting put on medication after medication, getting worse and worse, not getting the care they need. This is what I want to change in this world. So if you're inclined to go back there, and what I wanted to say too is for the Practice Accelerator is where I would take on 5 of you in the diamond level and then 10 in the gold level and 15 in the silver level. And there's different variations on that as to what kind of support you get, but it's support to build your business, to support to get you on the map so that your investment is recouped within a few short months once you get started, right? That's what we offer for you. And so if that's something you're interested in, you didn't come to breakfast this morning. We had like 4 of us at breakfast this morning. So some of those spots may be gone by now. And I want to congratulate, where's Chandra? Where is she? There she is, back there. Okay, the lights are blinding me, so I didn't even see you in the back row. Chandra decided she's going to step out there and the world is going to know her brilliance. And I'm going to work privately with her to get her out there. So congratulations. Congratulations. So I want to share one more thing. So people who are already in NEPT are going, well, I didn't want to do that. I wasn't ready for Practice Accelerator before, but now I'm ready. I want to talk to you about it. Just come, you know, later on one of the breaks, whatever. Pull me aside. Let's talk about it. And if you're interested, they'll give you a brochure in the back. There's a brochure that talks specifically about Practice Accelerator and how I could support you at different levels of investment. And there's a special investment for the people who are already in, you know, to upgrade to it. So I forgot to mention that yesterday, and I'm sorry. So today is about putting this into action. There's a few more snips that I'm going to share with you, a few more reports that I'm going to share with you. But it's really about you've learned a lot, and the rest of it you can learn when you get your charts. But it's really about what's going on. Oh, charity donation. That, before I get started, I wanted to get the update. So you have the slide on that? I am awe of this. As of last night, I think we had almost $8,000 donated. Is that awesome? Is that how many women are we going to support? How many children are we going to support? So if they're going to put up the slide for the top 5, and if you're still interested in getting one of the top 5 prizes, you're going to have to look in here and see, you know, and you can always go back and add a little bit more to your donation. Do we have that? Okay. All right, so while he's getting that up, I'm going to look at my notes to see if I missed anything else. Let me just ask, because I know some of you are not practitioners. Who in here who's not a practitioner thinks they want to become a practitioner? You want to do this in some capacity. Raise your hand. Great. All right. So I would love for you guys to have a conversation before you leave with Tony or Lynn, to see where you are right now and see what we would recommend for you to get started with that, okay? Who is a practitioner that feels like you would like to reach more people and be out there more and feel more confident in handling more detailed cases? Raise your hand. Okay, a lot of you, yeah. Yeah, okay, so again, reach out. Go have a conversation with Tony or Lynn and see if this is the right fit for you and the right time for you. And even if it's not the right time, there's delays of payments and all that so that you could capture everything that's here. So here we go. Look at that. We have an anonymous donation of $2,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's beautiful. Jovita, $1,600. Thank you, Jovita. Woohoo! We have another anonymous of $1,000. Thank you. Ginger, $700. Thank you. Wow. You guys are so generous. I'm touched. And then Platinum Events at $525. So any of you, yay. And I know there's more of you who did the $500 level. So let's see if we can get some healthy competition going here. It's kind of like a silent auction. Okay, she did 525, I'm doing 530. No, she did 530, and we'll keep you updated as it goes. We'll keep you updated on that fifth position as the time goes on. That's a great question. We're going to announce the winners by the end of the lunch. So right when we come back from lunch, we'll announce them. So, yeah, this afternoon. Okay? Yeah, so basically, and then we have Ocean, we have somebody resuming in probably after that, probably right around the time of the raffle. We'll announce the winner there when we do the raffle. How about that? Okay? So you got some time to play with that. And you can always ask in the back, what do I have to do to make that top five? Okay? Because it's a pretty hefty package with that $500 package from Allen Hopkins in there. So we'll get some healthy competition going. All right. What else? So, okay, so let me get on my slides. I'm going to talk. Did you guys find on your seats those roadmaps? Yes? What do you think of those?
No?
Oh, okay, so I need those roadmaps handed out. I thought you were going to put them on the seats. That's what Lauren asked me about. All right, so I have a surprise for you. Remember yesterday when I put up a chart, and I said, this is the formula you need, and these are all the areas you need to be the best practitioner you can be, right? So we created this beautiful chart, and we're going to take a little time this morning and give you a little time to go through that and see where some of your holes might be. And then we can talk about what your next steps are to put this into practice. Right. What do you think of those? So there's two sides to that. Where's mine? Michelle, when you brought down those papers for me, where'd you put them? It was my chart. No, they're not back there. Can you please try to find those and bring them up to me? I had give me one, Nancy. Yeah, thank you. I had one of these, and then I had my stack of SNP charts. All right. So the front side, it says the Unstoppable Health Formula, Practitioner Formula. I wrote a book, it's called Unstoppable Health, and that's what I believe is the birthright of everybody. Your health is so good that you're unstoppable. Who wants that? Who wants to be that way as a practitioner? Yeah. Yes. That there's nobody that comes across your door that you can't either help yourself or know the exact right person that you're going to send them to get help, right? Because it takes a team. We talked about that before. It takes a healthcare team. Like somebody comes in and they have lots of emotional trauma and old stuff. I'm learning from Laura Fine, but I will never be Laura Fine, right? And I send so many people to Laura Fine. Who here has worked with Laura? Yeah, I know some of the people in my own programs have worked with Laura and have found it to be amazing because I feel like they're not going to be able to make these changes until they shift some of those emotional traumas. So I have a team. I have people that I refer to get the support that I personally can't give. So we want to be unstoppable. So that's why when Lynn and I were like, what are we going to call this thing? We came up with the Unstoppable Practitioner Formula. And when we actually did it, and you do the abbreviation, it's the UP formula. So it's up. We're uplifting everybody. So here's your sheet. So I want you to go through, and on the self-nurturing part, and this becomes your map, so don't be afraid to write on it, right? If you want a copy of it, there'll be one on the website. But this becomes your map to how do you get to be this practitioner that's changing the paradigm. So looking at your own self, just put a little check mark next to the ones you feel like you get handled. And on the little line, on a scale, whoops, back to the beginning. Thank you. Or, yeah, just stay there. I want you to put a little checkbox and a score. What's your fun score? On a scale of 0 to 10. On a scale of 0 is, I just don't have time for fun. Don't make time for fun. And 10 is, I incorporate fun into everything I do. I have fun with everything I do. Yes?
What is fun? Like, what do you define as fun?
What do you define as fun?
Okay.
For me, you may think fun is
Yes, because for me, you know, work, there is a part of it that is a lot of fun, and I, you know, so then then that counts as fun, I guess.
That's great, because okay. One of the things that's fun for me is creating slide presentations. Some people go, oh, I love it. I love being creative. I love pulling stuff together, and I love taking what's in here and putting it in a way that you guys can see. I love research. I love making those charts. Not the making it in the detail of moving and copying. I want somebody to copy it and put it in there, but the creativity of it. That's what I love. I love running. I love swimming. I love being at the beach. What do you love to do? What gives you joy to do? And it doesn't have to be like I like going skiing, which means, yes, that's one of them, but you can't do that every day. But what are some of the things you can do every day? Unless you live in Colorado, I guess you could. But what about fun that you can incorporate into every day? And I make a point of incorporating something fun into every day, and that's what I teach my clients to do. And maybe it's just 5 minutes. Sometimes it's 5 minutes of doing these little word puzzles that I like on my iPhone before I go to bed. It's really fun to do, or number puzzles, or knitting. I used to knit a lot. I don't do it as much anymore, but you can do it in 5 minutes, and suddenly you have a scarf. So we had a call with our ERC group, our Energy Recharge Inner Circle. And one of the people, like I said, this week, post everything fun. And one of the people posted this beautiful scarf she made, right? And another one posted a painting that she did. And another one posted some beautiful food that she created, right? What is it that's fun? Creating beautiful food. So what's your score? Are you regular about it? Or are you just hit or miss with it? And when I did this survey at one of our live events, I was shocked to find that of the 7 pillars, the one that most people had problems with was fun. And I'm like, get with the program, guys. It's fun. Like, you know, maybe making food is not fun for you, but you're doing it anyway. Maybe exercise isn't fun for you, but you're doing it anyway. But fun? I mean, like, there's nothing not fun in the category of fun. And if there is, then we have to have a talk, because there's something misconception there, right? What's not fun about fun? Yeah, there might be some fun things that are not fun about exercise, but there's nothing not fun about fun, so let's get that going. And then I want you to go through each of these. So rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. And I just want you, we're going to take about a minute to go through and fill that out. What do you score yourself? Where do you score yourself? And if you finish that before our minute's up, go down to the bottom, and where do you rate your digestion, your blood sugar, your adrenals, your thyroid, your sex hormones, your brain, and then whatever else? How do you rate it? How are they functioning? Are they up to par? Do you feel like they need improvement? 0 to 10. Just give it a score. Why is this set for 48 minutes? I just realized, I'm like, this is the slowest minute I've ever seen. And I realized it's 48 minutes and 50 seconds. So we're, okay, you set it for an hour. Oh, that's my total timer. Never mind. Got it. Thank you. All right. I'm like, I'm looking at this going, huh? Okay, never mind. I got it. All right. So what I'm going to have you do is just write one or two things that you want to commit. Just one thing, actually. One thing that you're going to commit to on your daily self-nurturing from the 7 pillars: fun, rest, exercise, environment, diet, outlook, and mindfulness. One action step that you're going to commit to when you leave here. And then the same thing down below. What is one action step you commit to supporting whichever is that worst organ system. Say it's digestion. What's one action step? Maybe your action step is I'm going to commit to eating probiotic foods at least 6 times a week or 5 times a week. I'm going to breathe and relax and chew my food before I eat it. Novel idea? Yeah. I've done that one thing and had people do that, and their digestion improves by 50%. This is important because if you want to be the best you can be, and you, as a practitioner, you have to be the best version of you you can be. Doesn't mean you have to be perfect, but you have to be working on it. And so many of us get wrapped up in taking care of others that we forget to take care of us. And then there's not enough of us left to be able to take care of others. So this needs to be your priority. Okay? So we're going to move on to the second section. If you haven't finished it, you'll have a breaks. You can work on it. So we're going to come back to this afternoon and review it as we go through what's our next steps. Let's look at clinical mastery. The first step of clinical mastery is to connect, establish trust, and clarify their big why. Who's doing that? Great. Great. Somebody walks in and you've filled out the paperwork, and this is a typical medical office, right? Okay, Mary, looks like you have some gallbladder pain. Let's take a look at that gallbladder. Like, you're sitting there going, right? Hey, Mary, I understand you're having some pain. That must be hard for you. Is that getting in the way of your life? Does that hurt? You know, how much does it hurt? And then you go into the history, right? Or, wow, I read on your paper that you ride horses. I love to ride horses. That's so awesome. We have this in common. Connect with them. As holistic practitioners, we tend to have more time than the traditional 10 to 15 minute medical appointment, right? Take some of that time to really establish connection and trust. We have tools and techniques in the program, in the NEPT program, via the transpersonal energy healing, and then the bonus that we're offering everybody here is the Laura Fine piece, which is modules 1 and 2 of transpersonal energy healing, to really learn those connection pieces so you gain their trust, and also that you learn how to deal with it when they have objections and when they're disgruntled or whatever, how you can still connect with them and love on them while they're doing that instead of becoming defensive yourself. Okay, and then we also have tools to discover their why. The next piece that I think is really important is the discovery. I call it discovery, okay? And by discovery, I mean, what's really going on with them? What's going on at the root? And that's some of the questionnaires that you mentioned to me, Terry, that you really like. You get all of the questionnaires. You get them in PDF form. You also get them in Word docs. You can take those PDFs and just hand them out to your patients, or you could take the Word docs and modify them and put your own spin on them, but you don't have to do the work. Those forms have taken me many years to make. And then, so there's discovery. You've got to do all the pieces to get to the root cause. You can't just look at their labs and look at their SNPs and think you know them. Doing a good history and then honing in on particular things. Tell me more about what happened when you fell and hit your head, to use Terry's example, when you were 4. Tell me more about that. Tell me more about that. And getting to know them, and it starts to formulate in your mind what's going on with them. The next piece I call analyze. Analyze, that's where the functional lab testing comes in. All right? Blood chemistry, the basics of blood chemistry. Like, how do you look at a lab that they all are getting from their doctors on a regular basis, and how do you see the nutritional gems in there? How do you see things that the doctors don't know how to look for? That's what we teach in our basic blood chemistry. And there's access to that blood chemistry software, Dick and Weatherby's blood chemistry software. Every student in our program gets a student account in that for 2 years while you're in the program, and with no additional fee. He's just providing that, which is great. Who here has used the blood chemistry software? Has that helped you in your, yeah. So the next step is, you know, all the advanced chemistry. So that's when, how do you know when somebody needs an advanced lipid profile and, you know, detailed complement testing or any of that stuff? How do you know, and how do you order it, and how do you interpret it? There's home tests that you can do with people, especially in states where it's hard to get functional tests, like New York. There's home tests. There's a whole section on that. But you really do need to learn about that. Like, how can you teach them how to test their pH or teach them how to test their own blood sugar? And then functional labs. If you want to be really masterful here, you have to understand what these labs are, when to order them, and how to interpret them, or to have access to someone who knows how to interpret them. And there's a lot of them there. Does anybody have really good comprehension of all of these labs yet? Organic acids, adrenal, GI stool test, fatty acids, comprehensive hormones, NutriVal, hair mineral testing, food allergy, genetic testing. Anybody feel like you really feel competent in all of those? And then that's something that'll be working on, or to have an environment where you can bring your Dutch test and ask somebody to help you with. Empower, you need to be able to empower them. That's the coaching skills. That's the handouts and the recipes and that you do, right? That, do you all have stuff like that that you give your patients, handouts and recipes and things that you can use? Yeah. And we have a whole library of done for you for that, so you don't have to spend 15 years creating them. I've done it for you. And then you have to know how to balance the body systems or have access to someone that you bring into your office or that you refer to that knows how to work with adrenals, that knows how to work with the gut, how to work with all the different systems. So as you're building yourself up as a practitioner, you need to find the resources to do this stuff, whether it be with us, and we make it easy for you because of all the done for you and all the mentorship, or with books, which is the hard way, which is how I did it. Took 15 years. Or you can do it the easy way. You can make it easy for yourself and get the systems that you can put into place right away. But it's up to you. I mean, everybody has to be called to whatever program is right for them, but you need to get the training in this if you want to really build that practice where it's a waiting list practice and people are jumping to you. And I know that Heather already has a waiting list practice because she's mastered her specific skill so well that she does it better than anybody and people flock to her, right? The pelvic health area, right? They know you for that. And if you want to be known on a broader level, then these are some of the skills you may want to master and learn or have access to somebody on your team that does these things. And then the last part, which is the part that almost all holistic practitioners go, ew, marketing. I did that for a long time. Ew, because we think about the door-to-door salesman trying to sell you stuff. We think about, you know, the high pressure buying a car. Most people's experience with salespeople is in the clothing store. Can I help you? Can I help you? Yeah, that would look really good on you. Can you try it on? Right? Who likes that? Ew, right? We don't want to be that. And we think about that when we think of marketing. It doesn't have to be that way. What marketing is offering people a service that you can provide that they need. And when you think about it as not as marketing, but as offering, what can I do to serve this person? Sorry. By the third day, my throat goes. If anybody has any Gaia throat spray, I can't find mine. And it's the best thing ever. What's that? A Lynn remedy? Oh, Lynn, she didn't have her stuff with her. I need something. What's that? Okay, no, that's fine. It's just this particular one that's the amazing thing, and it immediately clears my throat. You do? I just want to spray it. Oh, thank you, thank you. Oh, yeah, of these. That was peppermint. But that'll open it up. All right. So, ew, right? The ew factor on marketing. What if it was the ah factor? What if you believed that you making an offer to somebody to work with you, whether it be from a stage, from a webinar, or just in a one-on-one conversation, was you offering from your heart your services to them? And there's ways to do marketing on a small scale and also on a large scale that's authentic, that's you. And that's what I want you to learn. Because if you shy away from it, like people will go, oh, you had to do this conversation with people and do a strategy session and then they'll want to work with me. And they do this great strategy session and you give them everything. And they go, so, would you like to work with me? They go, well, you gave me so much. Let me do this stuff for the next couple months and then I'll let you know. marathon. I used to do that all the time. I'd have these strategy sessions with people, and I charged them, but I charged them a nominal fee. And I would just give and give and give, and they'd say, so if we want to work together, she goes, oh, I don't think I need anything more for now. Right? When I learned how to do that in a way that was so loving and so giving, and I gave them little strategies and pointed and talked about where I was going with it, before I even offered, I'd go, any questions? Yeah, how do I work with you? Can I sign up? And I had that happen like 6 times in a row when I started doing this particular strategy. And it was from my heart, so I could do it. It wasn't like memorizing some kind of crazy script and, no, I have to say this. And just from my heart, how I felt like I could help them. That's what we need to learn. But we also need to learn how to decide how we're going to package what we do, right? And one-on-one practitioner, you're a naturopath, you're a physical therapist, you see other people, MDs. But we have to be able to package what we do in a way that when we offer people, we don't say, well, it's, you know, $175 an hour, you can come in and see me. No. Hey, you have this particular problem, and I think it's going to take this particular time for us to work together to get it, you know, get it improved. And I have this package, right? I have this package. And people still say to me, can I just pay for one appointment with you? I said, don't do that. You know, I'll do a first appointment because that's for me to establish. But that's it. You can't have a second appointment with me. Only if you sign up for a package. And I've told that because from my perspective, if I have to do piecemeal and somebody comes back in 3 months later and they want, and I'm like, who the hell is this person? I don't remember 3 months ago. I have to spend an hour going through their chart to figure it out. That's not fair for me, but it's not fair for them. And then they didn't do what you said to do, and then they're back, and they don't make progress that way. So I tell them it's for your benefit that we do this, and this is what it costs. And when you start doing that, and you're scared because you're going to say, it's $3,000, and it's 6 months, and you're, blah, 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 and you're like all scared about it. But if you come from a place of being very confident that you can help them, they do it. They pay it, right? And then you don't have to worry about where the next client's going to come from because you got to pay the rent this week. And right? Who would rather have that situation where people have prepaid you? You know they're going to come at certain times, and they're going to get the results. And I want to give people results. I don't know about you. I want to help them to get results. I don't want to just make money every time they walk in the door because that's not very satisfying. So you need to have a way to package. You need to have a way to get in front of people in an authentic, giving way. Free talks in your community, free webinars, getting on people's stages. You need to have that. And this is where I feel like most people fall short. So what else? Mastering strategy sessions, creating a signature talk. What's that signature talk you can do over and over again that will help people to see how magnificent and wonderful you are? And then finally, it's that getting known piece. How do you get out there? How do you get there? How did I get onto all the summits? People keep saying they see me all over the place on summits. How did I get there? I wasn't there 5 years ago. How did I get there? That's all the stuff that we share. Practice Accelerator, me working one-on-one with you, but in the main NEPT program, there's something called Practice Building Success System, and there's modules, and we bring in experts. We've brought in Bill Barron to talk about enrollment conversations, Charlotte Jacobs and how to get clients in a really ethical way. And on and on. So it's all in the book. You can read about it and you can decide. But this is what you need, whether you work with me or not. If you want to become that best practitioner that you can be, these are the skills you need. And you need to have a plan in place for getting them, right? I'd love to help you because I've been doing it for so long and I've created the systems and I can help you there. But whatever it is, you need to make a commitment. So I would have you go through on these last two pieces. And let's take 2 minutes to go through and check off which of these areas you need help with. On the clinical mastery side, which of the areas do you need help with? And which of them have you mastered? You know, put a little mark, a star next to the ones, or no, check off the ones you've mastered. And then next to the ones that you haven't, put a little rating, like how much help do you need with that? Thank you. And just take a few minutes to wrap that up, and you can work on this. I encourage you to work on this when you leave. I'd love to be able to give you a couple of hours to work on it, but we're short on that right now. I want to cue up. I was just thinking about a video. Language. When we talk about marketing and we talk about the connection piece, your language is so important and how you word things. And when you meet somebody in a store and you say, "What do you do?" "Oh, I'm a homeopath." And they go, "Oh, that's nice," and then they move on, right? Or you say, "Well, I help people to restore balance in their body so they have tons of energy and they can live their life to their fullest." They go, "Really? Tell me more." Right? It was the same thing. That's what professional title is. How many of you lead with your professional title? "I'm a naturopath." They go, "Oh, that's nice." And they walk on. Or, "I empower people to access their true potential for healing and help them restore balance so they have tons of energy and feel great every day." Which would you say, "Oh, wow, I want to talk to you more," right? It's all in the language. So I want to show a video, the one about the words, the power of words, okay? And if you can put on the power of words video. There it is. Beautiful.
Do to my sign?
I wrote the same, but in different words.
Thanks, love.
Is that powerful? Where can you be changing your words? Start to think about it. Thank you. Anybody have some thoughts on that? Or any some ideas? Anything you want to share about how you can change some of your wording? It takes a little time. It takes a little, you know, reconstruction and sitting down and mapping it out. Anybody have a thought on that? Yeah. Come over here.
I just want to say I appreciate how you always say we're married to our diseases or illnesses. Like, it's my fibromyalgia, my cancer. And so just even changing that word,
yes,
I think is really empowering.
Yes. Thank you. That's a super important one. If you just start to work with your clients, patients, and say, have them change how they say it. My fibromyalgia, wait a minute. You're not even labeling it. I don't even like giving it the diagnosis. I have these pains and aches in my muscles that I'm working on every day to get cleared up, right? Empowering, not taking on a disease, not taking on a negative. I'm blind, didn't do anything for these people, right? But it's a beautiful day, and I can't see it. Same thing as, I'm a naturopath, doesn't hit them at all. I'm an energy healer, like what the hell is that, right? I help people to do this great stuff and so they can feel amazing. So, okay, I'm gonna use this if it's on, it's not on, okay. Hopefully it's not so trigger happy. Our new paradigm, this is what this map is gonna help you with, is to move yourself from being another practitioner to a practitioner that empowers people to step into this new paradigm of healthcare and helps change it. This is something we're gonna go over more in detail before, but before you address these individual SNPs, these are the pieces you have to understand, right? How to remove the various things that are impacting them, how to change the structure of their life. And you can weave into your personalized program, which is what we've been talking about all weekend, how to do this. But it's not just about, like you were saying before, that you go in and you go to these seminars and they say, just give them this folic acid and give them this 5-HTP because they have this SNP and that. You got to do it all. And do you have the skills to do it? And that's where I want you to look at going forward, building up the skills that you need to do that. How do you handle those difficult tasks? How do you handle those difficult clients, those difficult patients? Do you feel confident in handling those difficult clients? That competence will give you the confidence to talk to anybody, anywhere, in the supermarket, in an elevator, wherever, about what you do and how you can support them. But first, you're going to listen to them. That's that first step of connection. You meet somebody in the store and you see somebody walking around going like this or holding some fruit or vegetable in their hand, looking at it quizzically, or, you know, feeling, coughing, whatever. And you just go up to them and have a conversation. Wow, I noticed you were coughing a lot. Are you okay? Is there anything I do to support you? You know, do you need some water? Start a conversation. The best conversation starters are in the supermarket. Work on this as you get home. The back of it is got a really nice map that you can create and put on your wall where you're going to put in what's your ideal and how you're going to work with this. And JJ's going to get more into this, how do you language your stuff, when she comes in to talk to us in not too long, about an hour from now. Whoops. I wish I could just take what's in here and put it on a USB drive and transfer it over. Right? How much could I charge for that? Wow. I wish I could, but I can't, and I believe that NEPT is the best way for me to do that to you. I've put it out in systems, I've laid it out, I'm there for you, I'm there. Most of the other schools out there that have gotten big, the main person who's the founder, they don't do the calls with you anymore. I'm here for you. And this is for this afternoon. So, there was one more thing I wanted to do. Oh, wait. What happened to my other slides? Nope, that's this afternoon. I guess I'm done for now. So, what I wanted to do, I wanted to share a little bit. I have shared a little bit about me, and you know, oh yeah, go ahead.
You don't have to answer this right now, but I'm gonna put it out there as a question. How does the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology differ from something which I have not looked into at all, but the School of like Functional Medicine, or like any like the other programs? Is it the one-on-one that you get, or just speak a little to that for me?
Yeah, you mean like IFM and that kind of thing?
Yes.
Yeah. So first of all, IFM requires you to have some sort of professional license to go and take their classes. So you need to be a naturopath, a chiropractor, an acupuncturist. So you need that. So we don't limit that. We do screen. I mean, we will not take somebody in who's like, truck driver said, I just did this thing and it said I should be a nutritionist. Can I come do your program? No. The people that come from other, like Claudia's a vision instructor, very well versed in stuff. One person in this audience is, I know her from being in programs with me. She's taken all my programs. She knows this stuff, right? And sometimes what we do is somebody comes and wants to be in this program, we will say, you know what, you're not quite ready for the level of depth. We want you to go through our client programs first, and then we'll upgrade you into here, because you need to have some basic understanding of how the body works. Not the level of depth. Some people come in as raw food coaches. Some people come in as macrobiotic instructors or chefs. Some people come in as physical trainers, but they've been passionate about their own health for a while. So we don't require that license. We also focus a lot on the food pieces and the lifestyle pieces. So it's very science-based and very in-depth, but it's not just supplementation. And what I find, and it's not to dis functional IFM, because they do a great job and they teach people a model, but it's like, put them on a good diet, put them on a gluten-free diet. And people are going like, okay, but how? We give you the resources to do that. We give you recipes, we give you stuff, because who wants to be creating recipe books unless that's your passion, right? So we're providing those services for you, a lot of done for you, which you don't get. IFM, I guess they're starting to do an online version of it, but they used to have to be, you'd go and you'd spend several thousand dollars to take one of their courses and you have to go there for 4 days, and we don't require that. And it takes a lot to do that. You can do this at your own pace. So if you want to get through all the course material in 6 to 8 months, great. You have me on your side for a couple of years to support you in actually implementing it. If it takes you 4 years to get through it because you've got a lot else going on in your life, great. You know, two kids and a full-time practice, may take you longer to get through the materials and all. Some of it might be a review, but a lot of it will not. Great. So we're very personalized. Plus, we provide internship opportunities. We provide residency opportunities where the best of the best, we're like, okay, we want to hire you. I get calls all the time, constantly. We have over 120,000 people on our mailing list. So you can imagine how many, I want Dr. Rita Marie to coach me. How much does it cost and can I set it up? I'm like, I don't do that because I don't have the time because I'm running the institute and all that. But then I go, oh, Lynn, have a conversation with this person, see what their needs are, which of our self-study programs they can go to, and would they require a coach? Would Drina be the best coach? Would Steph be the best coach? Would Lisa be the best coach? And we have about 17 coaches that we are on our payroll now as a result of being in this program, right? So we provide that. We provide lab services. So some for licensed practitioners, that's not a big deal. You can order any labs you want. If you're not a licensed practitioner, if you're an IIN grad health coach, or you're, you know, a physical trainer who's getting into this, we've made arrangements with these labs so that you can actually set up accounts and order it. It's under me. So it's only when I feel like you're ready, because I'm putting my license online basically to do that, but we offer that. And that's a real big piece and a distinguishing feature that no one else gets. And Lynn or Tony might be able to address a couple more, how do we differ from like IFM or some of the others, and we can always go back and talk to them and find out. So I pride myself on making it the best educational program, but also really to be there for you, like to really care. I've been in coaching programs, for business coaching programs, where it's great, the person that runs it is awesome, they give me great stuff, but I don't have their text number, you know? I don't have the ability to send them questions. When you're in our program at the private coaching level, you have my text and my cell number. If you have a problem and you need my help, you can text me. And I've been in programs where it's amazing that I have access to the head guru, and it's all the difference in the world, and that's why I stay there. I don't just do a 1 year in there and 1 year out. We're pretty lax on if you have coaching for 2 years. We haven't started yet. We will soon provide additional. We've just like, okay, you can stay in as long as you want. Now, once you get the materials are yours forever as long as the program exists, because you paid for it, you can get in and you have access to the site. You have access to the Facebook group indefinitely. We don't throw anybody out. In other programs, they do. Your 6 months is over, you're out. We haven't yet had a postgraduate tuition fee. We might start doing that soon because I have to look at the bottom line and see what it costs us to maintain that. But there's a lot. I think it's the fact that, also I've been doing this. I'm personally doing and leading this versus in IFM, you get this person in this practice here that teaches this course and this one here. And it's not as much of a cohesive exposure. We do expose you to other people because I don't want you to just be learning from me. We have a whole list. I think we have about 15 or 18 extras. We had Jeffrey Bland and Ben Lynch and other people like that, Tom O'Brien, Donna Gates, they'll come in and do the extra stuff, and we expose you to a lot of that stuff, but the core is like you're getting a system that you can follow and then modify for yourself, and then add whatever you want to it. So all the done-for-you materials, there's a ton of them where you just have them and you can hand to people, but if you don't want to do it that way, you can modify the Word docs. And we just ask you that you put at the bottom, you know, modified with permission from, right? And put my name on it just to give me credit. But if you take the framework and you completely change it and you only use my Word doc formatting to do it, you know, you don't really have to do that. It'd be nice if you did, but you don't have to. So those are the things. It's much more, it's a personal. In it, right. Exactly. That's the thing. And with IFM, you don't get to hang out and talk to the head for 2 years and come and bring all your cases, right? You don't get that in some of the other schools. And there's other schools. There's FDN. I know Reed personally. I love him. He's wonderful. And it's different. It's a smaller scope, and it's not the same as what we do. And then there's a lot of them. There's a lot of new ones that are popping up, and I don't know enough about the internals of it, but on the external, ours is much more comprehensive and less costly, actually, even though it looks like ours is expensive. I mean, it's almost $17,000 for 2 years, and when I've mentioned that to people, like my mentors and coaches, are like, "You're crazy. Why do you do that? Why are you giving them for 2 years?" And then it's more than that. So it is very well priced for the position. I just heard from somebody who did Dan Kalish's, and it's about that for a 1 year program, and you don't get anywhere near the depth of it. So we try to make it affordable for people, and we have payment plans and all that. So that's how it differs. But thank you for asking. Are there any other questions related to anything that we've done so far? Here's the thing. I've been in the position that you're in right now where I'm sitting in a room going, "I really want to do that program, but I don't know, and I don't know the cost, and I don't know if I can." And you have all these things that go through your head, right? You have all this stuff like, can I really do it? Am I going to really do it? Can she really help me? And I'll do it next year, right? I'll do it next year. And what I say when people say I'll do it next year is, when do you want the result? What happens if you wait? What's the cost of waiting to your practice, to everything that's going on with you, to the numbers of people that you can help? So if you're holding back because you don't have the confidence or competence to do this, and you get some of that, and like Tony, you take these people on, like her person would have lost her thyroid, and there's others like that, where they took on people that they would not have taken on if they didn't have the community to back them. They didn't know they could come and bring the labs and get help with that. I don't know of any other program that lets you do that, by the way. And also the personal, to actually work on your own personal health. So that's another piece. But I remember, you know, when you put things off, and I'll just tell you a story that just came to my mind. My mother, loved my mother dearly. I was living in California. She was living in New York. It was Easter, that was what I knew. It was a holiday. I was going to say Mother's Day, but it was Easter. We got on the phone Easter evening. I didn't have kids then. It was before I had kids. And I got on the phone with her, and we're having this conversation. And I was planning to go visit her in three months when I graduated. It was right before I graduated from chiropractic school. I was in my internship, and I said, "I can't wait to, you know, come out there." And we started talking, and it was a really, like, intimate kind of conversation. She was telling me about my grandmother, and, you know, your grandmother, she had it really rough, and we had it really rough. And I'm like, "Really?" We always saw the rosy picture. And she said, yeah, it was. And she got to say some stuff. She goes, "You know what? It's midnight here. I know it's early for you. I just want to, I'll just wait. We'll just do it. We'll talk about this when you come in June." And Easter, 3 days later, it was my birthday. My husband came home early from work, and I'm thinking, "Oh, great, he came home early from work." I had cut my internship earlier. I was on the bike exercising. And he came in the room, and I'm like, "Oh, excited. We're going to go out to dinner. It's going to be a nice birthday." And he told me that my mother died. And I was 35. It was devastating. And the first thing I thought about was, I'll never know what she was going to tell me, because we put it off. I'll never know. And you don't know what's going to happen in your future. You don't know whose life you may be able to touch as a result of taking action. And I've used that thought over and over myself for signing up for programs like, "I don't know if I'm ready for this. I don't know if I can do this. I don't know." And I go, how many people's lives will I not touch, who may die as a result of not me not touching, who may continue to suffer as a result of me not. And I use this as like, if I feel like I need this, I want this, I'm gonna do it. I just do it. I'm not putting it off anymore. I'm not putting it off anymore. I've invested several hundred thousand dollars in myself in getting the coaching I need to get my business to where it is at right now. And I don't know if I was even making $100,000 six, 7 years ago, a year. How could I pay for that stuff, right? I paid for stuff. I said, we can take it out of a mortgage, whatever we could do. We took a lot of it out of our retirement account. We went into a lot of financial debt. We had a lot of credit card debt, but I had this vision, and I knew it was going to happen. And fast forward to now, I've got the Institute, I've got all my programs, and we're doing a thriving business. And look at the lives that we're touching. And if I didn't invest in myself to get the training I needed to be able to do this and feel comfortable getting on stage in front of a bunch of health practitioners and go, oh my God, do they know more than me? And do I, you know what I mean? It's like building that confidence because I built the competence, because I invested in myself and I got the coaching I needed. So if that's the place you're at, like, I know I have a practice, it's going okay now. Is it where you want it to be? And can you get the support to take it there? But don't put it off. If you have issues where you need to sign up now and wait 3 months before you really get started because you have something else going on, talk to Scott. He'll figure it out for you. But don't put off things that you really want and you really need right now, because you may never have the opportunity to really make that difference. So I encourage that. I want to show you a video. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. JJ's going to come in and we're going to shift gears a little bit, because I think that you need to know that how to position yourself to be visible, to get out there and actually turn this into a profitable and lucrative business for you. So you don't have to keep the day job like in some cases. So you don't have to rely on your spouse's income. And she's going to talk. So I'm going to show you a little video that touched me. Every time I watch it, I cry. Every single time, and I know the ending, and I cry. It's just 5 minutes long, and I think you're going to really find it to be helpful. And then we're going to take a break. Then we're going to go to JJ. And then we're going to go to lunch. And I really want, who's coming to lunch with me? All the current NEPTers and all the new NEPTers are coming to lunch with us. Yay. And they're in the back. You can just go. All you have to do to sign up to get to the lunch, JJ's going to be doing a deep dive training at lunch. We're going to actually take an extra hour. Just that group will stay in the other room. I'll come back here and continue some of the training. Don't worry, if you're in NEPT, you'll get it. So no big deal. But we need to know how many people to tell them to set up for. So if you can sign up at this break, it would be great, okay? It would be awesome, because that way we can tell them how many people to set up for lunch. And it's going to be an amazing lunch. You'll get to meet everybody else in the program, and you'll get to do a deep dive on that piece of positioning yourself and getting known. JJ took, she was way in debt before she started getting coached on getting out there, and she took a concept, food allergies. Like, we all do food allergies. We all know what to do. Food elimination diet. She turned it into a multi-million dollar business just by positioning, just by the power of words, just by getting mentored by the right people to get it out there. And you can do that too. There's nobody in this room that can't be out there and be successful.